This week's parsha is Parshas Vayelech. So, Vayelech Moshe, and Moshe went. Vaydaber et hadvarim ha'ele el kol Yisrael. And he spoke these things to the whole of the Jewish people. Vayome aleihem. And he said to them, Ben me'er ve'esrim shana, I am 120 years, anochi, I, hayom, today. Lo uchal od letzet v'lavo. I can't anymore go and come. V'adonai amali elai. And God told me, to me, Lo tavo et ha'yarden hazeh. You're not going to pass the Jordan. Hashem elokecha, God your Lord, who over lefanecha, who go in front of you, who yashmid et ha'goyim. He will destroy these goyim, seven nations, ha'ele, milfanecha, v'yirashtem v'yirashtem. And you will conquer them. Yeshua who over lefanecha. Yeshua is the one who's going to go in front of you. Kasher diber Hashem. Like God told you. So now, what's this Vayelech Moshe? Moshe went and spoke to them. Why is it Vaydaber Moshe? What's Vayelech?
Because
he went. Rashi tells us, Lo uchal od letzet v'lavo. I can't anymore come and go. What does it mean come and go? Yechol, you might think that he's an old man now. He's 120, right? It's his time came. This is the day he's going to die, right? Yechol shetashash kocho, that he lost his strength. Talmud lomo lo keta eino. Later it says, his eyes didn't get dulled. V'lo nas lecha. He didn't lose any of his youthfulness. Elamau lo yechol, what does it mean he couldn't? Eini rashai, I'm not allowed to. Who's not allowing me to? God not allowed. Min meni harashut, right? Shenitlami meni harashut, the permission to letzet v'lavo was taken, v'nitna li Yeshua. There's a time for me. My time for being in charge of the Jewish people has come to an end. Since that's my tafkid, since that's my purpose, right? It's ended. That's why here it says Vayelech. I think that's why it says Vayelech. Vayelech means Loshon Halicha. So this Loshon Vayelech is the Moshe went. In other words, not just Moshe. Moshe was still had the ability to go. He still wanted to go. He still wanted to do the tafkid. He still was mitaveh to continue in this tafkid. Moshe had the koch. He had the koch. And what did he want to do? He wanted to take the people into Eretz Yisrael. There's a big difference between Moshe taking the Jewish people into Eretz Yisrael and Yeshua. Had Moshe taken the Jewish people into Eretz Yisrael, it would have been Nisim Gluyim. He was a Mashiach. We would come to Yomot Mashiach, Olam Haba, and be a different story altogether. Yeshua taking the people in. So this Vayelech is the koch. Moshe still had this kochot, and he had the desire to go, and to continue and bring the people. Yeah? He said, but I am not allowed. Vayelech Moshe. Moshe wanted to go. He said, but God doesn't allow me. It's going to be passed over to Yeshua. The Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to be mashmid these people, and Yeshua is going to bring you into the land. And then he goes on and tells them, don't worry. Now he's reassuring the people. Vasa Hashem lahem, kasher asa l'sichon l'og malchei Amori. He's going to do what he did to Sichon melech Amori. Ula'atzam, asher shmid otam. He destroyed them. Chisku v'imtzu. Be strong. Al tir'u. V'al teratzu mifneihem. Don't be frightened of them. Ki Hashem lokechim v'olech imach, lo yapech v'yozecha. He won't be weakened in his position, and he won't go away from you. Yeah? And then, now he calls Yeshua and he puts Yeshua into the place. So we're seeing this is a process. Moshe Rabbeinu did not want to leave the Jewish people. He wanted to Vayelech. He wanted to continue. He wanted to continue being manhig them, continue teaching them, continue bringing them in. And that desire, right, of continuation was stopped by Kodesh Baruch Hu. Why? After he vayikra Moshe Yeshua, right, he causes Yeshua, Pasuk Zion, right? Be strong, Ki ata tavo et ha'am hazeh el ha'aretz. You're going to take the people into the land. Asher nishba Hashem la'avotam lotet lahem ata tanchilena otam. Right? You're going to be cause them to inherit the land. So Rashi here says, Hakol talui b'cha. It's all dependent on you. I, from the people themselves, right? Hit them until they go in, says Rashi. Now what does Moshe do? V'yichtov Moshe ta Torah hazot. He wrote this Torah. V'yitna l'kohanim b'nei Levi. He gave it to the Kohanim and his shevet b'nei Levi. Hanosim et ha'aron brit Hashem. V'elkol zikne Yisrael. V'yitzav otam. And he commanded them, le'mo miket sheva shanim. This is mitzvah v'yakel. At the end of the Shemitah year, right? B'moed shnat ha'mitzvah, b'chag ha'sukot, on Sukkos. B'bol kol Yisraelot et p'nei Hashem elokecha, b'mokam ha'shevcha, tikra et ha'Torah hazot, negid kol Yisrael b'oznehem. Read this Torah in front of the Jewish people. The Melech, the king, the Jewish people, at the 8th year, the end of the Shemitah year, Sukkos, in other words, for this year, this Sukkos, the Melech would come and would read the whole Torah in front of the Jewish people. V'haker et ha'am, ha'anashim, ha'anashim v'ataf. Yeah, Moshe Rabbeinu, just this is the day he's dying. So he's, first of all, he tells us, you're sure it's up to you, take the Jewish people in, right? And now he's telling this mitzvah, v'yakel. Once every 8 years, the king reads the Sefer Torah, right? Didn't tell him it's his tefillin. Didn't tell them nothing. No other mitzvah. What's special about this mitzvah Yakel on the day of the death of Moshe Rabbeinu? Happens to be also it's Zayin Adar. Happens also to be the day of his birth, as Hazal, right? He's now giving us over this mitzvah Vayakel. What's special about this mitzvah? Mark wanted to say here that this is a remez to Motzi Shmita. Is a time of time which is Mesugal, which is, how you say Mesugal, which is, has the potency for coming Mashiach. Right? So that's the time when we read the Torah and we bring everyone, men, women, and children, bring them all together to read the Torah. Right? This mitzvah of Vayakel, right, is this mitzvah like a sif of the Jewish people to come close to the Torah. Asifa, the gathering of the Jewish people to bring them close to the Torah. And why is this a remez of Mashiach? Because that's the whole tafkid. The Rambam says the whole tafkid, the whole purpose, the whole reason the Chachamim desired Yemot Mashiach, because we'd be free from Shibud Malchias. We wouldn't have all these other things which take our time, right? Like spending your whole life, right? Buying a dira, spending your whole life paying for your insurance, spending your whole life paying for the schooling of your kids,
yeah.
And you'd be ponui, yeah? You'd be available, right? To sit and learn Torah. That's what Chachamim desired Mashiach. So, you know, you guys in Yeshiva, you're in your bedarg of Mashiach. That's what the Torah is, the Vayakel, the gathering of the Jewish people as a one unit to hear the Torah, right? Is Me'ain, the concept of what Mashiach is. That's what we're doing, Me'ain, that concept on a time which is Mesugal. Because when we do that concept, when we all come together as a group, as a whole group, as a whole Jewish people, to hear the Torah and to listen to the Torah, everyone Meshubah to the Torah, that's Me'ain, that's a concept of connecting to the Torah. And that's a concept that itself is Me'ain Yimot Mashiach, is like the Yimot Mashiach. Moshe, when he was Nifta, the mitzvah it seems to be that he's giving us is the mitzvah of Vayakel. So this must be a very, very important mitzvah that he's giving us. We have to understand why. We can understand a little bit more about when we see after what happens. It says, Vayomer Hashem Moshe, Hen karvu yemecha lamut. It's coming close, your day is to die. Karat Yeshua, call Yeshua, v'tiyatzvu ba'ol moed. Like, stand in the Ol Moed, v'atzavenu. And command him to take over. It's like Vayelech Moshe Yeshua Yatzu Ba'ol Moed. They stood there in the Ol Moed, right? Vayah Hashem Ba'ol Moed Ba'amud Anan, with the cloud of the pillar of clouds. Yemod Amud Anan El Petach Ha'ol, and it stood this Amud Anan Petach Ha'ol. V'yome Hashem al Moshe, Hincha Shochev im Avoteh. You're going to lie with your fathers. V'kam Ha'am, these people are going to get up. Hazeh. V'zana, and they're going to go away astray. Acharei Elohei Anecha. Ha'aretz, the strange gods of the land. Ashehu ba shama bikirbo, where they came to Eretz Yisrael. Ve'azvani, they're going to leave me. Vehefed briti, asher karati ayeto. They're going to leave me. He's coming to tell Moshe. V'chara people, I'm going to get angry with them. Ve'yomahu, v'azavtim, I'm going to leave them. Ve'starti panay mehem, I'm going to close my cover my face from them. And they're going to have all the bad, etc., etc. I'm going to hide myself on that day. Because they went after foreign gods and all the bad that they did. And now he tells them, write you for them Hashira Zot, this song. V'lamdat b'nei Yisrael, and teach them this song. Sima b'fihim, put in their mouths, leman tieli Hashira Zot la'ed. You know, this song will be an aid for b'nei Yisrael. What song is this? This is Parshas Hazinu. So, now he's telling Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, on his deathbed, you know, all this hard work. He took him to Har Sinai. He went through the Midbar 40 years. All this hard work you did to bring the Eretz Yisrael, to bring them close to Kodesh Baruch Hu, you failed. When you die, they're going to go after Avodah Zarah. They're going to leave me. I'm going to go away from them. That's it. That's what you tell a person when he dies. You know, like, you tell a person when he dies, you know, think about it. The fathers, you know, he has like a whole mishpacha. Children, grandchildren, they're coming, they're seeing him, he's all the father. Now, the son stands up and tells dad, you know, dad, my children aren't like you think. Shmulek, he's, you know, he's in the discos every night. And this guy, he's doing like this. And, you know, he's already playing in the casinos and he's like, you know, forget it, all your children, all your grandchildren, like, you know, they're off the derech. That's what you tell a person on his deathbed.
Be happy.
Yeah, be happy. You know, like, he died, b'seva tova. That's what you're telling him?
Seems incredibly cruel.
Yeah. Even if it's true, it's not something you want to tell someone on his deathbed. What's the Kodesh Baruch Hu doing here? You know? He spent his whole life building the Jewish people, making this connection with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's all going to be lost.
You know what I'm saying?
So you're saying that this was said in front of Yeshua. So he's telling Yeshua, look, this is the company. This is the mishpacha, right? Shmulek has a little bit of a problem. Shlomo has a little bit of a problem, right? Yaakov has a little bit of a problem. These are the problems. And they're going to leave. You know, this one's going to be like this. And you have to look after them. Take care of them. That's what he's telling us. Know what your job is. That's what he's basically saying. But there's a certain mitzvah here. There's a very interesting mitzvah. Like we said, there's this mitzvah of Hakel, of bringing the Jewish people as a group and the king reading the Sefer Torah. And then there's this Shira, the Shira of Hazinu. It's a Shira, it's a song. And the song of Hazinu is a Hatra'ah, it's a Tochacha of the Jewish people. It's a rebuke. And it's written as a poem. You know, even in Sefer Torah, you see it's written in the form of poetry. And it says, Simul b'fihim, let it be in their mouths, this song. This is the song of the Jewish people. This is the song that Moshe is writing now for the Jewish people. V'simul b'fihim, put it in their mouths and let them sing this song. It seems that what's here in Hazinu, this song of the Jewish people, is there to save them. This is something which is going to fix them. The Vayakel, the bringing the Jewish people, once after the Shemitah year, in the eighth year, to hear all the Jewish people, to bring them to hear the Sefer Torah, and this Shira of Hazinu, These are the mitzvahs that Moshe Rabbeinu had on his deathbed. These must be the vessels, the kelim, that Moshe Rabbeinu is giving over to the Jewish people to save them from losing themselves. The acceptance of the Torah once every 8 years. The Shemitah is a year when we're not working. We're not working. The purpose of the Shemitah is no work, sit, go back to yeshiva. That's where, you know, the go and get the sabbatical from, you know? You have a sabbatical year. Every 7 years, you go and rest. That go and rest, the seventh year, is a reconnecting to the Torah. And that's why at the end of the seventh year, we all come together and we all read the Torah together. It's like a Kabbalah's a Torah again. Kabbalah's a Har Sinai. We all individually accept the Torah, and at the end of Shemitah year, we're all collectively accepting the Torah. We're reconnecting, we're rejuvenating. This Shira is an individual song, you know? And why has to be a song? Why couldn't it just be, you know, a proclamation, you know? You have the proclamation of the United States, you know, what's it called? So it's like the Constitution. The Jewish Constitution is this Shira, this song. But why a song? What's the difference between a song and just a statement? This, I mean, you don't have that many songs in we have Asia Shir, right? When we came out of... That could be understood, yeah? The joy of leaving Mitzrayim, the joy of seeing all Paro, all the Ra in the world being destroyed, or the Ra, the teeth of the Ra, the Keter, the crown of the Ra being destroyed, and the Jewish people were leaving that Ra. You can hear Shira. Still, they didn't say Hallel, because Maisei Adai Tovim V'Yam, you say Hallel, you can't. But there was still a Shira. That could be understood. What's the Shira here of Tochacha, you know? Like, you don't go around saying Tochacha to a person in a song. You know, like, rebuke to a person in a song. First, I want to understand what Shira and Shira is. Shir, wasn't it in Shir and Shira? Shir is, obviously, masculine. And Shira is feminine, right? So, when we say Kriyas Yamsuf, it's called Az Yashir. Then I will sing, right? But there's something about the Shir now, which is what? Which is hinting to the song of the future. Az Yashir Ba'olam Haba. The Shir, the song that I sing on Paro, right? When the Egyptians fell into Kriyas Yamsuf and they were destroyed, i.e. the destruction of the Ra in the world. And if you notice, every day we do that. Every day in the brachas of Kriyat Shema, right? In Baruch Shama we have Az Yashir. And then in brachas of Kriyat Shema we speak about Paro and the nations, right? Being completely destroyed. Kol Bochor Mitzrayim, right? The whole praise of all what happened to Paro. Paro represented the Ra in the world. And that's just before we come to Shemona Esrei. And then what is it? Ga'al Yisrael, there's Ge'ula. There's destruction of the Ra, right? And then there's Ga'al Yisrael, Shemona Esrei, the Ge'ula. Samuch Ge'ula L'tfila, right? So, the concept of Az Yashir, then in Olam Haba, we will be singing this song. This masculine song that means this song is a song of potency, a song of potential. Masculine is always potency, like zachar, zecha, memory, right? It's something of potency. Now, in Kriyas Yamsuf, we're saying something which its potency, which its potential will be in the future. Its potential will be in the future when latid lavo, l'olam haba, when there's the complete destruction of Ra. Here now we only have the potency of destruction of Ra, the beginning of destruction of Ra. But that Ra is going to be destroyed, latid lavo, in the world to come. Right? Shira is feminine. So Nahazinu is a Shira, is a female song. Right? Female always represents expression. So the Shira of Hazinu is a Shira of expression. What expression is coming from the Shira of Hazinu? The purpose of Shira Hazinu as a song that we're singing, and like Mark explained, that this concept of is a shir. Why tochacha is a shir? Because it's a song of repentance, of coming back. It's a song which is going to fix us. Since it's a song coming back to our roots, coming back to the Torah, bringing us back to the Torah, it's a shir, it's a song that we all want to sing. It's a song of joy. Because this is a song, you know, like sometimes you're sad, and you like, you can come out with, you know, with cheers and, you know, and you be, and you're really happy. Like Yom Kippur is a time we come back. It's a solemn day. It's a solemn day, but it's also a very, very joyous day. We go into it very, very seriously. When we leave Yom Kippur, and even in the midst of Yom Kippur, there's a tremendous joy of reconnecting, of being cleansed and reconnecting. That's what Shir HaZinu is. This is the expression of our real essence. Now to express our real essence of reconnecting with the Torah. That's why it's a feminine song. It's a song of now, a full expression of the essence of the Jewish people, which is to reconnect with the Torah. And that's why this Tochacha was said in front of Yeshua, right? In between, right? Not the Tochacha, this, like, what's going to happen to the Jewish people, what potentially, not what is going to happen, what potentially could happen if they didn't have this Vayakel, if they didn't have this reconnecting every Shemitah year, after this Motzi Shemitah to the Torah, which is the purpose of the Shemitah, and if they didn't have this daily song which they're supposed to be singing, of reconnecting to the Torah, then we would have this problem. But so long as we have these two things, this individual song which we hold into ourselves, and this individual of reconnecting with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and also it speaks about the potencies, right? And how the Shvatim, each Shevet has a bracha there. Right? No, that's Zotha bracha. Hazinu is just a shira of Tochacha. And that shir is there to bring us back, to remind us of our tafkid, to remind us, all, like we said, when we started Parshas Nitzavim, right? Atem Nitzavim Hayom, right? It's also the day, from Nitzavim till now, till the end of Parshas, the day of Moshe's death, right? That the saras, the bad things that happen to the Jewish people, to happen to a person in his life, that's Mekayim, it's us. That's the thing that's bringing us close. That's why this shira, this tochacha that we're singing, is that which is going to help us express ourselves now in this world. That's why it's a shira, it's a song of a female song. It's a song of our expression in this world. Now, before I do that, we learn, Chazal teaches, Banuchi Minayin LeEsther Min HaTorah. How do you know the Megillas Esther, that Esther is from the Torah? It says, Banuchi Aster Astir Panai. I'm going to hide myself. That's what Gemara says. That's what we know Esther from this pasuk. Yeah? So, what is the revelation? So what's this concept that Esther, from here, that Esther's Min HaTorah, what's it mean? It means, we see from Megillas Esther, right? Megillas Esther is called Megillah. Megillah is a lashon of Gilu, of revelation. The revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Hester Panim. So, even in this Hester Panim, even in these times when HaKadosh Baruch Hu hides, Rashi says, he hides his face from us, from the tzaras that he sees the Jewish people. Kivyachol he doesn't see. And he allows Chas V'Shalom these tzaras to happen to the Jewish, he's not watching. It seems as if it's complete nituk, complete separation. Chazal here in Megillas Esther told us something different. Something which is very, very different. In this Hester Panim, you're right, there won't be a clear connection with the Kodesh Baruch Hu and the Jewish people. But there won't be a nituk. There won't be a cut. The Hester Panim is a different form of Gilui. It's a different form of revelation. Chazal are teaching us here, right? That this Hester Panim is a, like in the Megillah. The Megillah is like, happened over many, a long period of time. That this happened, and that happened, and that happened, and that happened, and finally, Baruch Hashem, the Jewish people were saved. And even when they were saved, you know, even when we were saved, Esther was still married to Achashverosh. This wasn't, you know, we weren't back in Eretz Yisrael. I mean, there was still maybe a tzivui for the building of the temple. We were still in Galus. Just behind the scenes, we were somewhere in control. Behind the scenes. And that's the concept, is behind the scenes, the Kodesh Baruch Hu will be Hashkocha. It won't seem like Hashkocha. It won't seem that there's a Gilu, there's a revelation. But deep down, if someone reads the lines, if you read the Megillah clearly, if you see all that happened, you see very clearly Kodesh Baruch Hu's hand in everything. From the beginning to the end. All the small things that happened from the beginning of the Megillah, that Mordechai heard by the people who killed Achashverosh, that brought in the end the downfall of Haman. And it seemed like something very, when you first read the Megillah, it seems something very residual. It doesn't seem something important. Only to the end of the Megillah did you realize how important that was in causing the downfall of Haman, and how it brought the coming forward of Mordechai and the Gdulas Mordechai. And that's what's being told to us. That as far as you are, as far as the Jewish people are going to be, and they're going to go to the gods of the other nations, and they're going to separate from me, I'm still going to be mashgiach on them. I'm still going to be connected to them. It's just going to be a hidden connection. And that's a difference. That's a connection of Golas. And that's the difference connection. When Moshe dies, and Yeshua takes over, begins the tkufa of Teresh Baal Peh. Teresh Baal Peh, what's the difference between Teresh Bichtav and Teresh Baal Peh? Teresh Bichtav is, it's all revealed. It's in the words. We might not fully understand the words, but to Moshe Rabbeinu, it was revealed. If Moshe Rabbeinu had a problem in understanding anything, he would go to Kodesh Baruch Hu, he would speak, he would tell him, he would be Mepharish, he would explain to him. Teresh Baal Peh, when we're learning Teresh Baal Peh, we pick up a Gemara, we don't understand it. We schwitz ourselves over a Tosfos, we still don't understand it. We go to a Rashba, we go to another Mepharish, we try and understand. We break our teeth of understanding, and then somehow we get a revelation and we understand what the Torah is saying. Through our toil, through our own individual toil. Teresh Baal Peh is man's involvement with the Torah. It's man's connection with the Torah. Because we've left the Torah, because we've left Moshe Rabbeinu, we left the Gilui of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is not taking us into Eretz Yisrael. There's going to be a hest upon him. There's going to be a goddess. There's going to be a distancing from the Kodesh Baruch Hu. In order to reconnect, we need to reconnect to the Torah. We need to reconnect to the Torah through toiling over it, through making its faras our faras, from its thinking our thinking. We're distant now. We have to toil in order to reconnect. That's the toil of Teresh Baal Peh. That's the toil of Golus. All the tzaras that a person has, all the tzaras, all the difficulties are there to make him reconnect. Without those tzaras, whatever they are, every person has their own, we wouldn't be reconnecting to the Torah. We would be distanced from the Torah. We don't know. We don't know if we'd be here today if we didn't have those specific sorrows. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us with those sorrows, put us with those things in order to us to reconnect. That's the Gilui of Teresh Baal Peh. And when the sorrows happen, when the things happen, it seems a hest upon him. It seems HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't even look at us. We feel distance. We don't even feel him. But deep down he's there. Deep down he's the one playing the cards. He's the one dealing the kak. He's the one behind the scenes. And through our toil and through our thinking and through our reading of this shira, this is the shira of Teresh Baal Peh, the tochach of Teresh Baal Peh, to reconnect. That's bringing us back to Teres Moshe. That's bringing us back to the Gilui, the Megillah. We all have our own Megillah Esther. We can all write our own Megillah Esther from beginning to the end. And it'll be an interesting book, you know? If you write, you were here. Listen, every one of us here has that. I don't know how many years you have to go. I don't think many years, but let's say 10 years, right? Tanya, who was thinking of yeshiva in Har Nof in Israel? Right. You have to go that far. Maybe you, I don't know how many years you have to go back, but definitely 10 years, right? It wasn't even in our, it wasn't even the remotest, you know, even mindset of us changing our lives, you know? The American lifestyle. You know, the hamburger for $2.50, right? With the whatever, with the chips and the Coke and I don't know what else, right? And the fluffy milkshake, yeah, I don't know what they call it. You know what I mean, right? For another dollar, you get it, right? Probably, I don't know. Like, this is a commercial break, right? Right? That's a free, came out free, right? Eat. Was it eat? What is this, Shakespeare? Eat, joy, and be merry?
Eat, drink, and be merry.
Yeah, eat, yeah. Drink, and be merry. I forgot the drink. Yeah, that's an important one, right? That's it. Who thought about anything else? Now, is that our outlook in life? What it brought, how did that, from there, we came to here? We each have our Megillas Esther, the Hest of Ponim, which is being revealed, because Bob was revealing himself in a very, very subtle way. That's the Shira. That's the song that we each have. That's the song of Tochocha. Without that song, without that Tochocha, without those little things that happen to us, without that Hest upon him, we wouldn't be here. Because we aren't so connected. We are in a disconnect. We need to be reminded to connect. Once we're connecting to the Torah, once we're connecting to Torah Shebaal Peh, once we're connecting to Torah Shebichtav, it's a different level. It's a level of Torah. So then our Tzaras become the toil itself, the toiling the Torah. Zoche, Adam le'amol yulad, the person was created to toil, to work. Im zoche, amalo b'Torah, his toil is in Torah. All the Tzaras that a person has is schwitzing over a tosfos. That's if you're zocher. If you're not, for dvarim acherim. But once we reconnect to the Torah, then our toil becomes just in that. Then it's vayakel. Then we're connecting as a Jewish people to the Torah. And then there's no haste upon it. Then it's gilui upon it. Because ein lekodesh baruch, that's the Gemara in Brochus, ein lekodesh baruch bo olamo, that means you, Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Gilui of Kodesh Baruch Hu, after there's no Beis Hamikdash, the Gilui, what remains for us of that Gilui of Beis Hamikdash is the Torah itself. If we reconnect to the Torah, we're connecting to Geula. Because that's the point of Mashiach. Like I said, you guys and Yemot Mashiach. You're sitting down learning Torah in Eretz Yisrael. No serious person is like preventing you, or no serious things are preventing you. You're sitting here, yeah, everyone has his own, you know, nisyonot of being in yeshiva, but generally speaking, your pono, your mind's available for learning Torah. That's your one of Mashiach. Ledat et Hashem. This is a passing over from the tkufa, from the period of Moshe Rabbeinu, which is Gilui Ponim, which is complete revelation, to the Kufa of Yeshua, which is Hest upon him, and which is Yeshua who represents Torah Shebaal Peh. It's a different Kufa, it's a different period of time. It's a time period in which Klal Yisrael, right, because we weren't connecting to Torah Shebichtav, we didn't connect to Torah Moshe. That was the real sin of the Mei Meriva. The Moshe Rabbeinu hit the rock like you hit an animal. You don't have a connection with an animal. You hit the animal. You don't talk to an animal. Had Moshe Rabbeinu spoken to the rock, then he would have been on the level of the Jewish people. The Jewish people he saw as an animal, something less than him. He wasn't connected properly as a manik. Therefore, we lost the connection of Torah Moshe. And therefore, we have to come into Torah Yeshua, just Torah Shebaal Peh. This is this period of time where we're passing over to them. In the 40 years of the Midbar, there were Jewish people sinned and returned. But every time they sinned, they got it straight away. It was clear the sin, it was clear the punishment. Right? The exile, if you're looking at what's happening, saying the Jewish people are going to go away. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to turn his face away from us. right? And then he says, read the shira to them. Put it in their mouths. And that's what's going to save us. The shira is the Torah. The shira is the reminder to reconnect to the Torah. And this Hester Panim is a gilui, like we said, it's a revelation of Torah Shabbat Baal Peh. So it's the way through this exile is reconnecting to Torah Shabbat Baal Peh. That's the gilui of Esther. That's the revelation of Megillas Esther. It's a reconnection to the Torah. It's a different connection. Torah Moshe was a clear connection with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Jewish people sinned, they got punished. Sinned again, they got punished. Major sin, part of the Jewish people were lost. Whoever was in the sin were lost. Golden calf, knocked out. People were killed straight away. Korach, the ground swallowed them up. Everything that happened, the Slav, they were given the meat and they died. They ate and they died. It was.
So why do we have that? I mean-